The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in today. We're having a great day. Before I get going, I want to say happy Family Day to those who celebrate Family Day here, as we do in our country. So happy Family Day, which is going to be on Monday. I hope you use it wisely and be productive with it and spend time with your families as you're supposed to. So thank you for coming to the show. Today, we're going to talk to you about the chakras, and we mentioned it briefly last show, because a lot of people are asking and they send questions, and what is it, what do they do, do we all have them, what are their functions? And we grazed at it briefly last week when we did our show, and we also did the show primarily last week on the third eye, of course, not coincidentally, because I don't believe in that, the crown chakra, which is also located right where your third eye is located. Therefore, they are one of the same, or they're in the same location. So before we get going, thank you for coming to the show. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. This is our show where we raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We try our best to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to be aware of what exists out there, for you to understand that you're not just a being, that you are connected to the universe. You're part of it as the universe is a part of you. If you could imagine sweeping up every small little particle that exists in this planet, this universe of ours, and you squish it together and made you. We are a part of it. We're not just the body. We occupy the body in the physical sense. And after that, we've come to understand that we're just a spiritual being. And temporarily, we access a body like we're doing right now. Gives us the ability to feel, hear, touch, smell, and all the wonderful things. We're all the same. We've come from the same place by the same method. Even though our bodies are a little different, some of ours, and our ideas are definitely different, those could be equated to how we were raised. And, you know, the foods you eat or don't eat, and the things that you do, physical activity that you may participate in, will have definitely shaped your body. And of course, the genetics, the ones that produced you, the parents that brought you here, has a great deal to do with it. If your parents are tall, you're probably going to be tall, and vice versa. All the things that exist here on this planet is a part of us, as we are a part of all the things that exist in this planet. We're not just human beings. We are super, super human beings. We are a part of all the existence. Your DNA has been around since day one, whenever that was, and will be around many, many, many generations after you've passed, because believe it or not, you are the ancestors reborn. everything that we see and touch every day in our existence is a part of us. Wake up to that reality. When we showed up here and occupied the space, and we call it body, we showed up with all the requirements, all the items, all the things that are necessary to give us the ability to be superhumans. Of course, we are the gods that exist. A lot of people don't like me saying that because they tend to think there's another entity out there that's bigger and greater and higher than they are. Not true. It is you. We're waking you up to that reality for you to rise up and realize that you are the top shelf. Where you are today is the thoughts that you've had yesterday or something that was suggested to you by someone else. Where you could be tomorrow is where you is the thoughts that you put together today to generate the new you. You are fully in control. Your life, believe it or not, is in your hands. And what you make with it is going to be how you created that in your thoughts and in your thinking patterns. You are the potter. And the body is the clay. You get that opportunity to shape it any way you see fit. We are all connected, as every single part of your body is connected to the next. The mouth has all reasons to say that the butt smells. But which of the two is most important? Can you have one without the other? Can you see how they work in a unified team to create this perfect body of yours? You may not like what the left hand is doing, but you have no choice. It's a part of the body, as you may disagree with the feet and not like what they look like, but can you see the importance of it? It's all one, as the universe is all one. Take a good look at yourself and realize that you are just a mini version of the super human being the universe is. You are important. You're not a coincidence. You didn't just happen. You're not a freak of nature. You're well thought out, your plan that's evolved with all the existence of this and everything else on this planet. You may disagree with others' ideas that other people may have. It doesn't make you any different than them. You are physically made up the very same way, other than what it looks like. Like I said earlier, you may look different just because of who brought you here or what. No, who, not what, who brought you here. But you're all the same. And if you think you are more important than the other, or you're lesser than the other, think again of the body functions that exist and try to figure out which is the most important. Most of us, like I said, will complain the armpit is stinky, but you need to have them. That's why they're there. But we don't like the butt. It makes weird noise. Well, they're important. It's important. That's why it's there. Can you do have one without the other? Which one would you choose and consider it more important than the other? Weird analogy, but I hope you understand. This is the Barrington Show. That's what we talk about. I want you to wake up and realize that you are a God. You need to know that. You need to step forward. Try to figure out how to get that benefit or understand that you have that power within you. We're not just human beings. We're super human beings, and we've got this potential within us. We are trying to wake you up to that reality. We want you to understand where you stand today. You have the ability to change it, fix it, cure it. We have this amazing ability to cure our bodies from everything. Today, our topic is going to be about chakras. And we've, like I said, grazed on it a little bit, browsed over it a little bit last week. And today we're going to dive into it a little deeper. Because understanding the chakras and their functionality of the body, you may get a better understanding as who you are. If you have an illness, it'll tell you, guide you to the path of the garden in which you could regrow, rejuvenate, correct anything that's not working out in your favor. Most of it comes from the instructions that we give to ourselves, the mind, the thoughts. If you're thinking of yourself as an unaccomplisher, I don't want to use the word loser, but if you're thinking of yourself as a lesser individual, you're feeding that information to yourself, and this is what you will produce. I have said it many times. If you plant carrots, you will reap carrots. If you plant tomatoes, you will reap tomatoes. So what is it that you're looking for? And now you need to figure out how to plant it. The best thing is you have to plant it in the proper soil. And saying that, I'm simply saying that you have to be prepared and nurture it and take care of it and give it what it needs for it to produce. Where you stand today, it's a thought you had yesterday or the days before yesterday. Where you could be tomorrow will start today. And the ideas that you lay out for yourself for what you're hoping to accomplish, your desire towards it, is a definite ticket of accomplishment, of winning. You see it, it will appear. Be careful of what you look for. Be careful of what you hope for. Most of these ideas will work on you like a boomerang. Do not wish ill for anybody. I have said this many times. Do not look down on your fellow man, woman, child, unless your intention is to help them up with their permission. We don't have the right to tell another how to live. People challenge me on that, and the defense on it is simply the time I spend here belongs to me, to you, to anyone who's got time. Your most valuable asset, the most valuable currency that you will carry throughout this life, is time. We need to spend it wisely. You're not going to move forward or advance anywhere if you're too busy holding on to something that's behind you. Regret, vindictiveness, anger. It's hard to let it go, but forgiveness is a must. Wake up. Know that you are a superhuman being. You chose this life. If you were led away from the greatness of it, there are methods in which you could use to get back to realizing your greatness. The GOAT, if you want to call it that, the greatest of all time. All the people that's coming to our world, in our existence, in our time, and before, we idolize them for what they've accomplished. We don't stop for a minute to realize we've got the very same potential. Maybe opportunity is lagging. Maybe you can't do it from where you are, but you need to know you still have that great potential. Luck is a part of it, and the people you do know, or who knows you, is a great part of it. It doesn't mean that you don't have that potential within you. We want to wake you up and let you realize your time spent here is the most valuable thing. You chose the path for whatever reason. You need to understand, do not give up on you. Do not throw away that stick before you fully cross the water. You do not need to lay down and submit yourself to defeat. At any given moment, no matter how grim hope may appear to be, there is that opportunity where you have to take that step and hold on, and continue to fight for what you want to achieve. Do not allow defeat to take the rest of your time. Wake up. So we talk about all those things. We want you to realize that you are the most important person that exists. Your instructions from others may be leading you in a different direction. Our intention is to wake you up. Be awake. If you know a lot of people around you that is a criminal, then probably you're in the same element. Or if you don't know any, that means you're not near it. It goes to that expression that we use all the time, that if you lay down with a dog, you will wake up with fleas. It is just how life is. You're not going to soar like the eagle. You can be if you're busy flocking with the turkeys that surrounds you. So at some point, we have to make a decision to defleece, to step away, to find a path that's going to be more rewarding and serving to us. we all have this great potential within us. The desire exists. You may not have heard that, or somebody may have told you otherwise, but I'm here to say to you, if you can hear me, know that you are the God that exists, and it's not an egoic thing. It is reality. You were cut from the same cloth as everyone else. Nothing separates you from anyone other than maybe what you're thinking. Change the pattern. Look at a new method. Do a new dance. Learn a new language. Stimulate the brain. Give yourself that opportunity to understand that whatever it is that you want to accomplish in life, that idea, whatever that goal is, whatever your definition of success is, it's within you. You have that ability. We want to wake you up to a higher level of consciousness for you to understand that you have that ability. I wish I knew the exact words to say to you to get up and try and try and try and try again. The minute you stop, you have no idea how close you were to accomplishing. So don't stop. Take another step. Take another attempt. Make another move. Try another angle. Do not stop. The ideas that you have, you need to put them out there, because if they were given to you or you brought them here by yourself and you're not putting it out there, you're cheating every single one of us. It is your responsibility and your duty to bring greatness forth. Imagine you having that ability to cure cancer, to find another way of utilizing energies on this planet, find another way to make us all tolerant of one another. It's inevitable that we as human beings are going to be getting angry at each other or others, because we've done that since day one, because at some point we lived a very spiritual being where we're all tolerant of each other. It has changed. You within yourself has that ability, has the ability to make that change that you so desire, want to see in life, starting with you. Wake up. This is what we talk about. We're talking about chakras today. We're talking about a lot of things, but we're talking about chakras today. And we generally want to get on this idea of getting you to the optimum health, get you your best self, physically your best self, so you could do the battles to fight the challenges that will come to you in life, because they will. They will. It's going to rain because it needs to happen. And you also must understand that the rain will fall on the just as well it falls on the unjust. And you may easily say, I've done everything right. Why am I being tested? Well, what strength do you need, or what is it that you're missing? When something goes wrong in your life, please be mindful that it's probably just a method of educating you about something else. Educating you about something else. I remember being very young. I was about 7 years old, and I saved up $6.50 many years ago. And I showed it to somebody, and that somebody took it. And, you know, over the years, I would ask for it, and I wouldn't get it back. And eventually, I realized it wasn't going to come back. And I learned something very, very valuable that day, that time, that period, that if I didn't show it to them, it wouldn't have been taken away. That's all I'm saying. So the point is, what you have and your talent, I'm not saying keep it hidden. I'm saying bring it forth. Bring it out. Let the world know. And when you have something that seems so horrible to you, like somebody taking my life savings at that age, it taught me the most valuable lesson that I have to live in life. And it was something that I learned then, and I've taken it with me throughout my entire life. We're not here to harp on that person who did that to me, but I am very thankful that I learned that lesson at such a young age. When things happen to you, please be mindful of the lesson you're getting from it, and don't necessarily label it as a bad thing. The bum that lays in the gutter, the wino or whatever you want to call him, the drunk, he is teaching you something. And if you take a minute to examine his life, you will know how not to be him. And that's a very valuable lesson. So the teachers aren't standing, all of them aren't standing in front of us with a blackboard, if they still have those in schools. They're all around us, and everybody who you've met in your life has something to teach you. Be mindful of that. Wake up is what we're talking about. We have, so, seven chakras, six in the body, one above. And they start at the root, actually, it's called the root chakras, and they go all the way up to the crown. The sixth is the crown chakra, which is located within, between the eyebrows and the forehead area. And that's called the crown chakra. And every single one of your chakras have a duty, have a responsibility for the body. If you look at the root chakra, you could see where it is physically located. At the purpose of the chakras, by the way, is to keep the energies of the body flowing. And they're lined up in a straight line from the tail of the spine right up to the top. And every single one of them has its own purpose. There's a lot of information that exists out there that you could research and find out what each one is supposed to be doing. But they flow through the energy that runs through your body. If you can imagine a river flowing downstream, the water of the river, the bed of the river, represents the flow of energy. This river occasionally pools up somewhere, makes a little pool or a little pond or something. Those represent each chakra. So it flows from the head down to the tail, and occasionally they have a gathering of a pool of water. And I'm using this only as an analogy for you to understand. The energy is the water, the pool or the gathering of that water is the chakra, and each one serves a different purpose. So it is very important that you keep that water clean. If you throw garbage in it, and let's say halfway down, the rest of it is going to be blocked, polluted, you know, or deflected, however it may be. You need to keep that energy flowing in a very straight line. The chakras do that for you. The root chakra has its own responsibility, as so does the crown chakra, so does the heart chakra, so does the pelvic, and all the chakras in the body has their own duty, and you could see what they're supposed to do. Everybody has them. A lot of people disagree that they exist, but they're there. If they're blocked, clogged, dirty, they can't get dirty, but if they could have, you can have them rejuvenated. You can have them open, clear. The crown chakra, where the third eye exists, a lot of the mental illnesses, and ironically, that's where you do all your thinking and stuff that we come across in our everyday existence, Alzheimer's disease, I like to call it, pardon the expression. And all the diseases that we get is relative to that one. If you're having, and I'm going to go right to the root, if you're having issues with your legs, it's being governed by the root chakra. And the muscles and all the functionality that exists down there. And equally, the mid chakra, they say, is working on the organs, and the one in the pelvic area is working on your sex and the desire for and lack of. The heart chakra works on the flow functionality of the blood that flows through the system. So every single one of them has a duty to do. So you could imagine how important it is to keep all that going. That's why it's important to keep your chakras open. Welcome, everybody. I missed that part. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for being a part of it. I want to thank all the longtime listeners as well as our new listeners. To everybody who's joining us today from anywhere around the world, welcome to Barrington Awaken. Welcome home. And thank you for being there. Do we have any emails there, sir?
We have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. And if you'd like to talk to Barrington, a comment, a question, write to us right now Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Jill wrote in and she says, "Thank you for starting to explain chakras. I actually thought it was some kind of procedure for getting the demons out of you by getting a shock with electricity." That's from Jill. Thank you, Jill. Anne wants to know, does food affect our level of consciousness? That's from Anne. Carol wrote in, "Barrington, when you talk about how we came here on Earth, when you're not sure of the day or date, when do you think we appeared? How many years ago?" That's from Carol. Frank says, "Again, if there is no God, who actually made us?" That was from Frank. And lastly, Greg writes in and says, "Barrington, do you feel that the world is overcrowded with population right now?" That's from Greg. And back to you.
Hey, Greg. I'm going to start there because I wrote the list from top to bottom. No significant order. Nobody's more important than the next. Greg, the world overpopulated? No, absolutely not. Everybody's saying a whole bunch of things. And if you listen to the media, you're going to hear there's too many of us, not enough of us. You know, we're governed by this existence of, let's say, call it nature. And nature always has a way of making things work out. If we had too many, they would have done something about it. We're having there's a lot of people here now. The last time I looked into it, it was 7.6 or 7.7 billion people. Well, look at all the land that's still not being used. There's not enough people on this planet, in my opinion. A lot of people are now here because we're going through this period. It's almost like a graduation, and a lot of people are coming back to see how things are going to turn out. You know what I mean? Like the grand finale. Not to say we're ending, but to say we're changing. Things are changing. Answering your question directly, do I think we have too many people on this planet? Absolutely not. And if somebody's thinking that, who would volunteer to leave? Well, some do from time to time. However, no, we do not have too many people on this planet. We have a lot of room for a lot of people. And we are governed by the existence of this planet, by the nature of this planet. And everything that we are a part of, we're connected to the planet. If we had too many people, something would be done. Not by man's doing, or scientists or controllers or anybody else, but it would, an act of nature would cure that because we're part of it. I remember being in school one time, they're talking about some part of, I think it was Vancouver, Canada, that had too many animals living there, and they brought in the wolves, and they took them out and changed the whole dynamic of everything because the wolves don't know when to stop and so on. We can't interrupt with what is called the natural order of operation, the natural order of life. We try to. We try to be that scientist that wants to control the world and do this, and human population or controlling how many babies are born. We don't have that ability, nor do we need to have it. We do not have too many people on this planet. If we did, something would happen, not by man's hands. Something would happen. No, we do not have this planet. We do not have too many people on the planet. Frank, you're asking, who made us? That's an interesting question. Who made us? Well, all of our existence, and we've said the planet has stopped and started 5 different times, and it just goes into whatever it does. You know, there was a deep freeze, there was the meteor that hit hit the planet and eliminated the dinosaurs over 65 million years ago, and life began. Because life has always been. They say most of the life on top of the surface was extinguished, was gone, burnt up or whatever. The clouds blocked out the sun and the vegetation died and blah, blah, blah. We don't know. No one was there. However, they can guess. And this is a lot of scientists and their hypothesis. I respect them for what they do. However, life has always existed. And if we have the sun and we have the water, we have oxygen, you're going to create life. Get a cup of water and stick it down somewhere and just leave it alone. Algae will grow. From that, we evolved to who we are. Everybody wanted to throw Charles Darwin into the pits of hell, if there is such a place, because he suggested that we've evolved. Evolution is what's brought us here. I don't know that he's wrong. He's got a lot to prove. He has proven a lot more, and it's been backed up by science. No, there is not a lab or a factory that press a button and a baby popped out. I think that's in the Matrix, and that's made up. What brought us here is time and the proper blend of elements that exist here. If you have those combination, those things that work together, someone will come up. Did we evolve from monkeys? I don't know if that's the order of operation. I don't think my ancestors or anybody that I know would have evolved from monkeys, but it's equally fair to say everything that evolves has been doing it because of what exists on the planet, the fine elements that creates who we are. Did somebody make us? Nope. The existence of the planet itself created us. Nobody wants to hear that because they believe a lot of other things. But no, we're a product of this land. Because of this land, we exist. Carol, we don't have the time. We don't know when all of it happened. We don't have accurate. I mean, a lot of scientists out there, they're doing studies, and they could say we're a billion years old or 10 billion years old, or the planet had stopped and everything died off it for, I think, 126 million years. And then it came back into its orbit and everything continued as life does all the time. And we've seen one. We saw Earth at one point where it was one piece of land, and through time, volcano shifting of the plates created many different continents and so on and so forth. And it's just forever changing, which is what life does. It forever changes. Like, we were just having a conversation yesterday of how warm it is this time of the year. And it's been one of the warmest winters I could ever. I don't remember it being this warm. And having today, I'm driving in, it felt like a spring day. But it's February. We're supposed to have the coldest part of our year. But things change. Everything changes. The life changed. The world has changed. They've found existence of a. They've found remnants of a tropical existence in Antarctica some time ago. So everything changes. Can we change it? No, because we're a part of it. We're attached to it. We're going with the flow. You may not want to hear that, but yes, you can consider us a feather in the wind. And based on what's going on in life, we have to react to it. If our cities that we live in should flood tomorrow, we have to move somewhere else. If the animals or the plants or everything that feeds us dies out tomorrow, we're going to have to journey to find new stuff. It's our survival instinct. It's what we have to do. What made us? Time. How did we get here? When? I don't have that time. And you know, when you get into the spiritual world and you're deep into meditation and thoughts, you come to a realization that time is only a figment of our imagination. We created this clock so we could know when to turn on the radio to listen to the Barrington Show, or what time to show up to work, or what time to go to bed. If you get into spiritual existence, there is no time. There is no time. So that's a very difficult question to answer. There is no time. We created it. We human beings created this time, clock, existence, and all the things that we've been doing. That was our doing. Before that, it didn't exist. It was always just now. Just saying. Food that could, Anne was asking if there's certain kind of foods that could cloud your judgment. Or, oh, are you kidding me? There's so many different kind of foods out there that we shouldn't be eating. And I don't know if that's your question. Should we stay away from it? Or maybe you're looking for some food to, you know, slow down the consciousness. Or there's a lot of, I would say, give the body the food that the body needs. And I'll tell you, it doesn't include donuts. I'm telling you, and I'm not disrespecting the donuts companies or the candy or the factories. What you can do is get the best food for the body. Find out what the body wants. For anybody who wants to have good, proper diet and everyone who wants to lose weight, find out what the body needs. You may desire a nice chocolate shake for dinner, but if your five-year-old had asked you for that, you would have said no, or cereal, or sugary product, or bad foods, you would have said no, because you're in a mode to give them the best health possible. But as adults, we seem to forget those rules. The food that will affect your consciousness is the ones that's not allowing your brain to think the way it's supposed to, or the body to be as fit as it needs to be. Those are the things. And you have to take some time to take a good look at what the body needs, not what it wants. When that baby was a year or a couple of days old, if you give him a certain kind of food, he would spit it out. And you give him mashed peas or something like that, he would eat it. So he or that baby knew right off the bat, don't give me that crap. But eventually we convince them that this is what you should be eating. And we train them for that. There are many kinds of foods out there that's not good for us. Processed foods. They say, the experts, the scientists, all the ones who are doing the testing, it's worse than smoking. And it affects you. And the body don't know how to deal with them. Your sugars. Stay away from sugar, man. Run. That's a good method to run for the hills. It doesn't help you. You don't need sugar in your diet. If it's in the fruit, well, you can't avoid it. But if it's sprinkled on top of your ice cream cone, well, you might not want to do that. There's an article I was reading the other day called Death by Sugar, and it's kind of funny. You should look it up. So there, and of course, if the body is not being, not getting what it requires to perform at its best, it's going to make everything go amok. It's like your car. If you run out of gas and you throw water in the tank, it's not going to perform. It's designed to run on gasoline or hydro. Okay, whatever your car's performing on nowadays seems to be changing. Many kinds of foods out there that we're not supposed to be eating. And I say this on the show a lot, and I get a lot of flack from it. You're not supposed to be eating meat. If it has a face, don't consume it. If it's flesh, don't eat it. The body, the human being, the body is not designed for that. And everyone makes fun of me. Just yesterday when I say I don't do that, they said, what do? Do you graze in the backyard? No, I don't. There's enough food out there for me to stay away from consuming flesh, and we're not supposed to. Whole foods is what we're supposed to be eating. Natural stuff. Eat the food God made or nature made, call it that, not the ones the lab made. And I told that to my children when they're very little. Eat the food the gods made, not the food the labs made. And it's important because your food is the fuel that allows you to perform the way you need to perform, even in thoughts, emotion, your sleep. Are you getting your proper sleep? Are you eating something that's keeping you awake all night? Take a good look at how much sugar you consume. And be mindful that sugar has a clever disguise. It's what's been happening. This sugar shows up like a wolf in a sheep's clothing, and it's called itself carbs. And as it goes into the body goes, oh, look at that. Sugar disguised as carbs. The white product, flour, rice, bread, donuts, pastas, all these things. The body interprets all of that as sugar. Try to avoid those. And get the maximum performance from your body. Jill? Okay, so explain it. I'm glad that the chakras are working for you. Get a better understanding now is what the chakras are, how they work out for you. But as I was listening to your email, I had a nice little chuckle. Because, you know, demons don't exist. I get a lot of flack from a lot of people. No, there are no such thing as demons. We created those. So you could label bad things, negative things happen to you, and call them demons if you want, but is there a short guy out there with a red tail and a pitchfork? No. There are no demons out there. The demons are us, and we have devious thoughts, and we do bad things to each other because we're evil. And we're not, and the reason we're that way is because we're not loving enough to ourselves. When somebody is mean to you, they're showing you how weak and insecure they are for themselves. So the chakras are your friend, they're working, they're a part of your body. It's the inner working of the energies that make the body ticks and runs and does what it's supposed to do, controls your emotion, controls the functionality of the body, it manages all the organs, your thoughts, the pattern. And I didn't go into the aura, the seventh chakra that's above all of you, that surrounds you. I did mention that if you find yourself among a whole bunch of wrongdoers, let's say that, you might be in a bad environment. And that's the governing of the seventh chakra. It really just depicts on what's going on around you, the aura of you. Where do you exist? Are you trying to soar like the eagles, but you're too busy flocking with the turkeys? Are you waking up picking fleas out of your skin, wondering what happened, knowing full well you're laying down with the dogs? Are you in trouble just because of the friends you keep? Sometimes we have to step back and take a good look at what makes us who we are and the area that we're in. So, do we have demons? We have people, every single one of us. We have the wolves in our system, the good and the bad. Okay? And you could feed the good and do all good. You could feed the bad and become that. And your life will automatically bring you into the area where these other people are doing the same thing as you're doing, like-minded, birds of a feather. Okay? You're not supposed to see the priest who's pretending to be all good honor hanging out in the bars because they're separate environments. You're not supposed to see that. But if you're seeing that, something's wrong. Something is wrong with the image that's being put out there versus the mindset that you're holding on to. The reason you wake up and take a good look at all your friends and see, you've heard the expression, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. That is life. That is life. If you're hanging out with a bunch of hooligans, chances are you're the same because you've got that common denominator. You're not supposed to be, you take the personality of a Gandhi. I don't think you're going to see him gangbanging anytime soon. Well, you won't because he's not around anymore. But if he was, he's not likely to be a gangbanger based on how he's made a choice how to live his life. I want to say this, and I have said it before, that the time you have, I said it earlier, the time you have here on this planet, in this body, it belongs to you. It belongs to you, and you're supposed to do with it what you want. Be kind to others. Be kind to everybody. Be kind to yourself. But don't allow them to tell you how to spend your time. This is your time. These short 70, 80 years, 90, maybe 100 years, it goes by really quick, just like a snap of a finger. When you measure the length of time that this planet has been here, you can equate your time as a grain of sand on the beach. And that's it. So use it wisely. Wake up to that reality. You're listening to Barrington, and we talk about waking you, rising you up to a higher level of consciousness. Somebody had written a couple of emails asking me about the book. It's Awaken Ascension Guide. That's the name of the book. You find it on Amazon. It aligns you to your true purpose. It's Awaken Ascension Guide. You could send us your emails like everyone does. awaken1308@gmail.com. Should you have a question you want us to take a look at or to answer or just to say hello. I love responding to the questions I get, and I do get a lot. interesting questions, and I don't put them all out there. Sometimes I do, and sometimes it's just too many. A lot of people are just saying, hello, I appreciate that. And I always respond by thank you for being a part of the show and welcome home, because welcome home is where you belong. The spiritual aspect of you dwells in this planet where everything is golden. The opportunity that exists here is limitless. And I said earlier that you are not a mistake. You're not a freak of nature. You're not a fluke. You're not lesser important than anyone else. You have the same quality as everybody, and you're cut from the very same cloth. There are things that you may disagree with. That's how life works. However, what you aim to accomplish in life, where you end up there is up to you. Your life is actually in your hands. This is what you need to know. We're talking about chakras. And I'm glad a lot of people are getting the idea of it. There are many things you could do to exercise to make sure they're working properly, that the energy is flowing. The river, the analogy I gave you about the river flowing downstream with small pools of water here and there, it's to say the energy, the water being represented as the energy is giving you a smooth flow through life. So you have to do what you have to do to make sure it's clean. It's not blocked. It's not polluted. It's not going in the wrong direction. There's a lot of exercise. There's a lot of food, sleep, rest, all the important things that will make this aligned. If you're a little confused, if you could blame it on this chakra. You could do your own research, take a look at them, and they will outline every single thing that each chakra is represented or what it's supposed to do. And if the chakra is working the way it is supposed to work, because you've given it what it needs, it will perform as it should. Wake up and take a good look at it. Like I quickly went through a lot of them. Six of them is in the body, the seventh is above, and all of them has a duty to govern and make the body function the way it is supposed to function. One will work on the organs, that's its job. One will work on, I said earlier, on your sexuality. How do you feel? Are you in it? Are you not in it? All these things. There's a method, and you can usually tell that something is off. So if you're spending some time learning about the chakras, find out or zoom in as to maybe your clouded judgment has to do with this chakra, or my bad knees is to do with that chakra, or why I have to urine so often has to do with this other chakra, or why is my heart not loving nobody or loving myself, or, you know, it has a lot to do with the functionality of that chakra that's governing that particular part of the body. The energy is not flowing. Your river is blocked somewhere, or polluted, or dirty. That same thing. Wake up to that reality. Spend some time on you. Invest a little bit of time into your greatest asset. You become the GOAT, the greatest of all time, because you have that ability within you. Wake up. You have a duty and a responsibility to yourself. Now we could walk through life and we will survive. We walk through life with a pebble in our shoe or 10. But you could also walk through life as if you're walking on the clouds and enjoy all of it. You make that choice because your life is actually in your hands. Your life is actually in your hands. Do we have any more?
We have a couple emails. Mitch wrote in. He said, when people were made, you said, Barrington, that it all came together because we had the sun and the water and all that stuff. Well, who made the sun and the water? Someone had to. That's from Mitch. Edward wrote in, if we are so evil, why are we so evil? What person, what thing, what entity makes us evil? That's from Edward. Kate wants to know, why are there only 7 chakras and not 10 or 20? There are so many different parts of the body, in the mind, etc. Why do we only have 7? That's from Katie. And lastly, Nate wrote in and says, Barrington, I noticed that you often give examples of Gandhi. Are you a follower of him? And then back to you.
Do I follow Gandhi? No, he's passed. I love his ideology and the way he looks at life and think that all men is created equal, because we are. I respect what he had to offer. I love the fact that he could have, I think he was a lawyer, he could have taken a path through life and gone this way, but he saw the help for humanity and just allowing other people to rise up to their own strength. His idea, and I saw his movie and I read his book. I shouldn't have saw the movie because I read the book. However, he believes that if you do have two pairs of pants and you encounter the man who doesn't have one, why not offer him one of yours? Because we're here to help each other. We're here to serve and help one another to get through life. We're attached. He is your brother. I am a follower of Gandhi. I haven't read his stuff for years. I think I stopped reading most of Gandhi's stuff when I left high school. But I do like what he had to say, and I think a lot of us should take a page out of Gandhi's book, and our lives would be a lot easier. We would not have hate. We would have just love, which is what we're supposed to have. Do I follow him? I've followed him. I've read a lot of his stuff, and I think he's amazing, and he was able to do so much without violence. Was able to accomplish so much without violence. So yeah, I do have a lot of respect for that man, and we need a lot more Gandhis on this planet. He taught me that many, many years ago, and it's a phrase that I use on the show all the time. I used to complain that I didn't have shoes until one day on the street, I happened to meet a man who didn't have feet. And all of a sudden, my little petty complaint didn't matter. Learn that. Katie, why are there only seven chakras? No, there are a lot more than seven. Last week we talked about it briefly, and there's so many different body parts. But the example I used last week, and maybe you missed it, you could say the seven chakras we have would sort of represent the international airports in your country. Okay? There might be only a few. Like in Ontario, we have three international airports, but we have many others in and around the area. So the big seven chakras would be considered like the international, and then the smaller ones off to the side. Some say 33, others will say hundreds, but I could imagine there has to be a Grand Central Station, if you're familiar with that, or the international airports, if you're familiar with that. The Grand Central Station would be where all the trains came in, but they went elsewhere as well, to other stations, and so on and so forth. So the seven chakras that we have, six in the body, one out, the aura, the one above the head, they are what we call the CEO of the company. We have many different managers underneath him, depending on the size of the company. But you get what I'm trying to say, right? So there's seven. It's not only seven, but the ones that easily identifiable would be the seven that we talk about. They're all lined in a very straight line from the root right to the crown above the head. And it's all along the spine, and all the distributing parts of it would run along the spine, because everything we do is sort of connected. Everything we have is attached to. So yeah, there's more than seven. But seven seems to be the big number that we work on, because those would represent the big stations of the company, or the country, the airports, if you want to call it that. But there are many local airports and many other chakras throughout the body. But if you get those seven working properly, if your CEO is doing his good job, you have an awesome company that's functioning the way it needs to. Who made us? Who made the sun? Ed? No, sorry. Mitch, you said who made the sun? And we're created by all these things. It always has been. It always has been. It's been there forever. And everybody that you listen to is talking, I'm not a scientist, but everyone that you listen to is talking about the sun is going to burn out. This is going to happen. Probably, but it's always has been. It always has been, which means life has always been there. And our experts are now trying to fly to other planets and other moons and other stars to see if there's other life that exists out there. Probably. I don't know. I haven't been out there myself, but we're here on Earth. We're in this part sector of the universe, which is infinite. If you consider what's at the other end of our galaxy is just more time and more space, and keep going, and there's more space, and keep going, and there's more space. There's no end to it. Can you assume if there's no end, there was a beginning? If there's no end, there couldn't have been a beginning. Take a good look at your ring and tell me where it starts or where does it end. It always has been. Time made us. What made us evil was the question that Ed threw out there. So the root of it all, we're afraid. That's the bottom line. That's the common denominator. We're afraid. We're scared. We're afraid. And because of this fear, we do crazy things. If you have a dog, back him up in the corner and see what happens. We're afraid. We're scared. What are we afraid of? I don't know. Find your root and fear will go away. So because we're afraid and we're weak and we're insecure, we try to power over someone. How many of us have encountered a bully who's out there and they just want to beat the tar out of you? So they pretend. And the minute you stand up and confront them, they back away and they run. We're too busy being afraid. What makes us evil is because we want to show power. If you're lacking something within you, you need to tell somebody how big and how powerful you are. But if you don't feel the need to do that, chances are you're not afraid of anything and you don't need to carry a gun or intimidate nobody because you are you. That's the rule. We're afraid. Why are we afraid? I'm not sure. We're weak. We're insecure. And we try to show our dominance as to, I'm better than you. The yappy dog, as you approach him, he just keeps yapping, trying to scare you with his yapping voice or bark or whatever the case may be. But, you know, you approach that one dog that's going to bite a hole in your butt. He just growls and then he does it. He doesn't need to yap because he's got that ability to do it. It's the concept of the gentle giant. We're just afraid. That's what makes us evil. And we want to conquer, want to be bigger, want to be better. Why do you feel the need to be bigger and better? Answering your question in one word, we're just afraid. One phrase. I want to take the last few minutes we have here and talk about the importance of meditation. I say this all the time, and I can't get enough of saying it to everybody all the time. Please just sit still. Get yourself lined up. Spend 5 minutes, 3 minutes of your day in the morning and allow the brain to take a break. That's all you're doing. Allow the brain to take a break. Take a pause. Allow the brain to take a pause. Do this. Do this often enough. If you can hear the music in the back, it's listening. It's about healing and relaxation. It relaxes the body. It relaxes everything. You need to take a break. A lot of us are so wound up when we go to bed, we can't even sleep. We go in front of our computers, we can't function. Take 5 minutes, 3 minutes in the morning if you can, and just allow that monkey to settle down for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And you do that as often as you can. It will alleviate your stress. It will make you stronger. It will make you more focused and more productive. It will give you the strength. It's like throwing water on a plant for it to grow. Take a minute and get rid of the chaos. Don't convince yourself that you're multitasking because it simply just means you're messing up some other things that you're trying to do at the same time. Take it easy. Take a break. Take a minute. Take some time for you. Practice the art of I owe me. And you spend a little bit of your time on you and become the greatest person you could possibly be. Until next time, take care of yourself. Love each other. Love you. And know that you are a super human being. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.